This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Romania's governing party, accused of corruption, is moving to unseat the anti-corruption prosecutor. Professor at Louisiana State University, formerly a lawyer for the general counsel at the IRS, says the IRS should pursue criminal charges against Trump for self-dealing at his tax-exempt foundation. 31 states now allow police to access driver's license photos and facial recognition searches in addition to mugshots, according to the Center on Privacy and Technology at Georgetown. 117 million people, 1 in 2 Americans, are already in such networks, according to their 2016 report. A key part of the populist victory in Italy was their commitment to cancel so-called labor reforms that have been unpopular given the high unemployment rate and short-term contracts for younger workers. Smoking among American adults has dropped from 16% to 14% over the last year. In the early 1960s, 42% of adults smoked. The Koch brothers, using their money in a software program called I360, which identifies voters likely to support them, along with a door-to-door canvassing program, have defeated proposals for improved bus and rail systems in Little Rock, Nashville, Phoenix, Michigan, and Utah. The U.S. Senate voted 85-10 to undo Trump's deal to save the Chinese telecom manufacturer ZTE that was fined for evading sanctions. Supreme Court sent one case on gerrymandering back to Wisconsin to determine standing, and another brought by Republicans in Maryland was dismissed, leaving unsettled the guidelines for partisan chicanery. Increasingly, Hollywood stars are adding an inclusion rider in their contracts, demanding that the cast and crew have a gender and racial bias. Some are proposing a similar reform for Wall Street, given the little progress made in these areas there. The Nashville region population has grown from 45% from 2000 to 2017, reaching 1.9 million people now, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. A survey of 9,000 people in 9 countries found that 60% don't trust social media to manage their information, and 62% felt that governments should do more to regulate social media. A Quinnipiac poll found 66% of Americans oppose the Trump administration's decision to ramp up family separations, with 27% in favor. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.